Person leaves over adults and children. If the adults improve the property, the improvement goes to the whole account, goes to all the children. We don't assume that that which they improved was only to themselves. This, the Rav says, is only if they weren't really investing a lot into it. Whether they weren't digging, they weren't investing a tremendous amount of resources or money. Rather, it was just they were assigning somebody on behalf of the estate to take care of the whole thing. So that improvement that goes, that normally by shutfin, since shutfin are more makbid, because everything that happens to a partnership, the whole point of the partnership is just for profit and benefit. So there, the person that's taking the time to hire people will want to benefit from specifically what he's doing, that he should be the only one to benefit. When it comes to brothers and sisters, when people are doing that on behalf of their brothers and sisters, it's different, and they're moichel that, and they're fine that all the profit that comes as a result of them hiring people to take care of it, the profit will go to everybody. Again, this is provided that they don't put a lot of work and resources in, like the Rav says. Im amru, ru'u mashin yichlanu abba, harei anu osim va'ochlin, but if they do say, look what our father is leaving over, we're going to do, and we're going to reap and eat from the profits that we do, then that which gets improved goes to them. And the Rush explains that, as opposed to a shutfus, the reason that the other brothers won't really care that this brother that puts in and improves the land will keep more is because since they're brothers, they don't care as long as they don't lose out. They're still going to get what was coming to them. If another brother goes, puts in work, and reaps the profit, as long as it doesn't detract from them, they're okay with that. Mashenkim shutfus, that's a whole different story. In that case, it would be different. Mishnah continues, V'cheina isha, and also an almana, sheshpichas a nechasim, that she is improving the nechasim, ishpicha le'emsa. The shvach goes to everybody, all of her sisters. So how is it possible that an almana inherits? A woman doesn't inherit technically her husband's assets. So it has to be a husband that's also her relative, meaning her uncle. She married her uncle. Her uncle died. And let's say her uncle didn't have any children, which is her husband and her uncle, same person, didn't have any children. So it ended up going to her father, who is her uncle's brother, her husband's brother. And now she's inherited one of her father's daughters. And now her father died. So now she inherits it by being family. So this goes to everybody else. But if she says, the work that I'm doing, look what my husband left over for me. Harei ani osav ocheles. I'm working and I'm going to reap from the produce. I'm going to get the benefits. Hishpicha la'atzma. Then, just like in the previous case, the benefits go to her. And the Rav says the reason we speak about the case of the woman is there's a tzrichaso in both cases of the woman. I may think that she either keeps it or doesn't keep it for different reasons. Kamash malon. We see it's the same din.